Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We want your positive news. It's the Quarantine Chronicles. Call or text 877-881-1053. We want positive news for you. Bassick, I might have some positive news for you. And the Tolos, did you see that MLB said they will officially do their schedule announcement at 5 p.m.?
Yes. I saw this morning, Kevin. I was so excited. This is glorious news.
I feel like this does not get the same... like usual, I mean, obviously nothing gets the same usual breakdown as the NFL, but I feel like people don't like usually stop down for this. Are you pumped up? 5 p.m. schedule coming out?
I am.
Yeah, oh, I can tell by the way you said that.
Hey, by the way, I'm sorry, guys. I just saw this drop, and I don't know if this is breaking or not.
This doesn't sound like it's going to be positive.
Well, it is positive. Joey Gallo has tested positive.
Well, I mean,
that's not the right type of positive for this segment.
But you just heard Bassick was like, I mean, he has it. We're just not saying he has
he's at home self-isolating, according to John Daniels.
Or he decided just not to practice.
He initially tested positive on June 27th. His result of his intake test on June 27th. Follow-up test came up negative on June 30th. The team waited 48 hours, tested him again, and received the result on Sunday that he was positive. So he is yet to appear at the Rangers camp.
I mean, if we could have him on the show to give us the insight about how that feels, that would be fantastic. It's unfortunate for him. And you know what? I had to rethink some of my feelings about this when we talked with Lucci last Thursday. Is I've kind of got into a really terrible habit, and I know it's so unfair and representative of how I feel about sports sometimes, is I was like, okay, well, they still got a couple of weeks to get better before the season and all of that. And then Lucci was like, we're just, you know, watching out for our players right now, hoping they'll get better. And I was like, yeah, I could see, like, if that's especially somebody you know, you're like, yeah, I just pray that you get better. So I understand that. We've had Joey on the show several times. He's donated personal items to Peace-a-thon in the past. So our thoughts and prayers will be with him that he gets better.
Well, and then when it comes to, I know that we just talked about that, and I know I'm going to go kind of the opposite direction of just hope he feels better, because that is true. But you just wonder if he doesn't get to practice again until July 14th. Let's just say 2 weeks. I know that it was June 27th, but let's just say July 14th. That's going to give him 8 to 9 days to get ready for the season.
For somebody like him, I feel like it's acceptable. There are a lot of other players that I would be like, I don't know. But I feel like he's one of those guys that, like Garrett, would be like, well, you know, as long as you can just kind of show up, we'll be fine.
And then I know that we haven't heard the news on Ronald Guzman, but he's not practicing.
Got to be the same, right?
So he's probably has it too. I just wonder if a guy like Greg Bird will be the opening day first baseman while Ronald Guzman starts either on the injured list or on that taxi squad, or do we move Danny Santana to first base
Bassick,
and have Nick Solak play center field to start the year off?
I'll tell you what, Bassick, we're going to pick this up a little bit more in the next segment, because that is something that we're going to talk about for sure. You're on the right track. All right, I have some legit positive news for you. We start with Frank Clark, the defensive end for the Chiefs. He is, and I know on the surface it is an awful story, and it really is. There was a four-year-old who they were shot and killed in the family's apartment building, and Frank Clark has stepped up and said, I will pay for the funeral. So I know it's awful that that is the story. I still continue to hold out hope that there are people who are stepping up, especially when they have the monetary ability to do so, to help out at the worst time in that family's life. And then you just saw it as well with James Conner. Is over the weekend, and if you get the chance to watch the video on Instagram, it's tremendous, is James Conner bought a house for his mom. And I always think that's amazing. Corey, are you in the position yet where you can buy a house for your loved ones, like me?
Yes, I have purchased a house for my wife and family to live in with.
Very nice.
Kind of selfish. Because you're living there, too. I'm saying, like, when are you going to buy things for places you're not living?
Hold on. Now, let me ask you this. Uh-huh. You buy a house for your mom. Do you not feel like you could just go crash there anytime?
Oh, 100% that's my house.
All right, like, so, yeah, that's your
100%
house.
I tell my mom that that's her house, and I'm like, no, I'm just going to keep it in my name for tax purposes or whatever. 100% that is what I think is that's my house. Because you know what I'm waiting to do is if my mom irritates me with like a political opinion or whatever, I'm like, what?
Under my roof, yeah, mom.
If you're going to live under my roof, you're going to live by my rules. And so that is 100%. You know what, Corey? Because you just said that, now I'm going to make all my focus in life to save enough money so I can buy my mom's house just so I can say that at one point. I don't even care what the opinion is. I hope that she spills a drink on the carpet. And I'm like, you know what, mom? If you're going to be living under my house, I can't be having that. My
rules.
Yeah, we
get that house, though.
Get mortgage ready, baby. Ah, okay. All Absolutely. Day long. They've already helped me buy two houses. I've not bought multiple houses for myself at the same time. But
oh, but you can't buy your mom a house? What a jerk.
Tagline, Kevin, get mortgage ready so you can tell your parents what to do, hey, how to live their lives a quarter mile at a time.
You know how I feel. I think so much of life is driven by revenge and spite. So I'm not going to rule this out at all. Side question. It's not a charitable story yet, but I'm going to turn it into one. Corey, would you want a cologne?
Yes.
That may okay. This is gonna be easy.
Would you want a cologne?
Yeah.
Would you want a cologne that made you smell like outer space?
I don't know what outer space smells like, but absolutely
no
I do.
There's no way outer space smells.
Oh, really, Mike Bassick?
Yeah,
Outer space doesn't smell, and how would you ever smell it? Because you have to have on a mask so you have oxygen.
He got him.
No.
So many good points.
No, I'm planning the way to spin this. All right, Mike Bassick.
Come on.
So you're telling me if there were a way to figure this out, you would be willing to help out this cause?
I guess. Maybe I don't really care to smell like outer space. But...
Okay, well, that was the question. I take you to Ode to Space. Now,
oh wow, that's original.
Okay, look,
real imaginative there.
I didn't invent the title of it. Okay, so there is a Kickstarter fund that has started to get Ode to Space funded. This morning, it was $301,000. Now it's up to $346,000. Its original pledge goal was $1,900. All right. This has just started. Now,
Mike's like, and we can't find a cure for shingles.
That's
this
fair.
This is like name the star. Like, hey, you get a star in your name.
Okay. So you
give me
think.
$20.
So you think.
See that star?
But get ready. Yeah.
It's Corey.
Yeah. It's like when I made a donation in your name to the human fund. All right. So look.
Money.
It starts like this. Is NASA supposedly decades ago developed a cologne and a perfume that smells like space that they use in their training? So you'll get used to, I don't know the physics of it, somehow, some way, the smell that you get in your spacesuit or in that general area when you're out in space. So now people.
It might be called BO because how do you put on deodorant and stuff while you're in one of those suits?
Look, I can't answer all of your space questions right now. I will get back to you on that.
I think you put on the deodorant before you get in the spacesuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but eventually it wears off. The deodorant wears off and you can't really shower, can you?
Yeah, they do that. I mean, they're in the space station. They're not out floating in space for year, for like months on end, Mike.
Yeah, they are.
For the person from the 817 who said, and this is all they've texted in, I'm done. You guys are idiots. Hey, take it up with NASA, not me, because NASA developed this. And so the Kickstarter has been to get this to the people. So my suggestion is, in addition to just being a regular Kickstarter, throw half the proceeds to anti-coronavirus or to coronavirus relief for the people who have been affected physically or, you know, financially or whatever. Let's do something good with this, Bassick. What do you say now? We've already raised more than $300,000.
Yes, let's give it to anything but trying to smell like outer space.
You ever think there's a girl in a bar and she's like, oh, you smell like space? And
yeah,
space
because,
like,
look, think about how much simpler. No, think about how much simpler this makes your dating life, all right? Oh, are you wearing Ode to Space tonight? Because you smell out of this world. Like, you just took care of all of your awkward introductory lines for the future of dating. Bassick, would it make a difference if I told you on the preliminary box they've designed, there's a little astronaut on there?
Oh, good for them.
I feel like you're not
in
on this.
Full of crap.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, let's hear your other positive stories. I just got in the car. What is happening? So I think that should be the new tagline for our show. I just got in the car. What is happening? And so here, let's hear your positive stories. From the 940, I won $3,000 at the Border Casino last night. If you're not motivated strictly by the positivity of getting a perfume or a cologne that smells like outer space per the NASA scientists, fine.
I mean, I just got a text from our favorite Dalton Miller, and he's telling us to stick to sports and not space, guys.
Okay.
So,
I got shingles.
That's fair.
We're talking about what we got.
I like this weekend. I like this text a lot from the 972. Positive news. I had nothing to do this past weekend, Saturday or Sunday, so I cleaned up my apartment, organized some of my closets and cabinets. Other than 20 of my dog toys lying around the floor, I don't feel anxiety about having a cluttered home.
Man, there's something to be said about having a clean space around you that really puts you in a good place.
Yeah. No, when I walk into my garage and I just see, like, bicycles laying on the floor and my tools are all over the workbench and whatever, I'm just like,
yell at your wife and tell her to clean it up?
No. I yell at my kids and tell them to put my tools back, and they should have been touching them in the first place. But I always, whenever I clean it all up, I like to stand there and look for a minute because it's soothing to see your nice organized space. It really is.
From the 214, this could be your shot, Corey. I know you've been waiting for it all day. I finished my chicken coop, new home for 19 chickens.
Why 19?
I don't know the answer to that, but of course, Corey, you know, why does a chicken coop only have two doors?
Why, Kevin?
Because it's not a chicken sedan.
Because if it had four doors, it'd be a chicken sedan. That is absolutely right there.
I hate the guy that ruins the joke, Reggie. He was trying to give us the joke, and
you think everything you know about me, you think I'm here for the jokes that he's giving?
That was a good joke, dude. Right. That was a good one, Kevin.
You've been doing dad jokes on Twitter.
You must. I'm sorry, Corey. I'm going to shout you out here because I pushed hard for one of your jokes yesterday, and people vetoed it. No. You need to follow at In the Majors because the other day, I'm going to appropriate it for myself. I loved it so much. I have a friend or my kid is colorblind. It just came out of orange.
Out of the orange.
I laughed so hard. I told my wife, and she just looked at me and just said, no. But every day he tags.
What? She loves those kind of jokes.
I know. And that's.
Say that joke again.
I just found out my son is colorblind. It came out of the orange.
You get it? Because
normally
it
came out of the blue,
Bassick. Mike.
It just came out of the orange.
I like the one from today. Follow me at In the Majors. And I might denounce this every day during quarantine.
Reggie
Chronicle.
Hates them. I love them.
I did spell this wrong, so I feel bad. I gave all my dead batteries away, free of charge.
Because they don't have a charge.
Yes, Bassick, that is why.
I understand that one. I still am struggling with the orange.
Okay, all right. Let's get to the next. Let's get to the next quarantine.
We still have
Chronicle
3 minutes
story.
That you can explain this.
Okay,
no,
we're not going to do that.
Off air.
We're not going to do that. But can I also shout out my favorite one? If you're still on the fence and you need to follow at In the Majors, my wife told me to stop stealing kitchen utensils, but it's a whisk I'm willing to take. I think that is hilarious.
That means you have a lisp.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That is...
From the 817, positive for this week, the entire crew being back together. We appreciate y'all for that.
Absolutely.
I was excited to be back, guys. So thanks for having me.
We were excited to have you back. From the 214, I'm already down 26 pounds thanks to soda. I do want some fried chicken, though. Just take the fried part off, which I know you're like, okay, wait. Well, why do you tell me not to breathe? And then you can still have your regular chicken. So maybe that's like, you know. Maybe it'll be okay.
How are your kids at eating, like, chicken wings or fried chicken? Because I have one of my kids that pretty much just eats the fried part, and I'm like,
okay.
You know, there's a lot of meat left right there, and that's kind of the part we wanted you to eat.
My son infuriates me when he eats wings because he doesn't do it quite that bad, but there's so much meat left on there, and I'm like, there's plenty left on there, and he goes, oh, I didn't know you needed me to eat that part. And he says that part like I want him to strip it down past the bone marrow. Like, he just leaves chunks of meat, and I'm like, you're not good at this, and it's weird.
Yeah, my son, we were at Pluckers for the draft one night, and Kevin looked over at my son's plate, and he said, the way that your son eats his wings infuriates me. Because he just takes a couple nibbles off the outside and then leaves pretty much the entire thing.
That'll change when, you know, put him to work. Make him pay. Make him buy the wings.
Uh-huh.
Yo, that's a good point.
It'll change.
Oh, from the 682, do you think it's 19 chickens because he ate one during the fried chicken segment?
Oh,
from the that's quick turnaround. Hey,
if you had 19 chickens, would you buy them little chicken helmets so that they wouldn't bang their heads against
would
the wall?
Would you guys know how to, like, defeather a chicken? I've always, like, I love eating birds and chickens, but I always looked at it and go, if we were in kind of apocalyptic type of situation and there was a chicken there and I had to catch the chicken and I caught the chicken, now I have to kill the chicken, which I think I can do. Don't you, like, grab its head and spin it around or something? And then and then what do you at that point? Now I have to get the feathers off of the chicken. Like, I would want to just stick it in, like, boiling water or something, but how do you get the feathers off of the chicken?
All right, Pete is going to give us a call. I don't know the answer to that. We'll get to the bottom of that. By the way, from the 903, positive news, I adopted a dog on Saturday.
Nice. I hope they don't pee all over your house.
And Corey, I don't know if you want to use this, but I'm going to shout this person out from the 817. This might be my favorite text we've gotten all day. Hey guys, you know what? I just realized I've never had an epiphany.
What? T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.